I come from a poor family. On Sundays at lunch, we used to argue over who would get the best part of the sardine.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am always on the lookout for things to be grateful for. Some days they are easy to find, like those days when the sun is shining and I remembered to put on my shirt before leaving the house. Then there are days we wake to the sound of the birds singing outside our window, only to discover that they are vultures. We climb out of bed and find that the cat has given birth to a litter of kittens in our dresser drawer. Days when the wheels on our grocery carts go four different directions and our horn gets stuck on the freeway right behind a gang of Hell's Angels. Today, things weren't quite that bad, but I was grocery shopping and the rising price of onions almost made me cry. Then I filled my tank with gas and thought to myself, it costs more to fill this car than it did to buy it. Now, I know I'm supposed to practice what I preach, to be grateful, but it's hard when you see a sign at the pump, liter of gas, an arm and a leg. So I got my trusty little calculator and did a little comparing. Did you know that 4 liters or about a gallon of Ocean Spray cranberry juice is $10? And a little bottle of it has more sugar than a can of Coke. Something's not right about that. They will charge you $10.32 if you buy Snapple by the gallon. Oh, and before I forget, there's 116 teaspoons of sugar in a gallon of Snapple. Mention that next time you see someone drinking the stuff. Let me know how that goes. Brake fluid will cost you $33 a gallon. Please don't drink that stuff. Starbucks coffee will set you back about $35 if you order it by the gallon. Speaking of which, a Florida man named William Lewis ordered the most expensive Starbucks beverage ever, a grand latte that contained 99 extra shots of espresso, 17 pumps of vanilla syrup, and mocha powder for about $83. Pepto-Bismol, that's $123 a gallon. A gallon of Vicks NyQuil, $178. If your spelling isn't what it should be, pick up a gallon of Whiteout for $378. That's nothing compared to our grand prize winner. Have you ever bought a computer printer to find out that the ink costs more than the printer? A gallon of computer ink is $5,200. I guess I don't feel so bad now about the price of gasoline. I was asked once what my pet peeves are, and my mind went blank. Truth is, how can I complain about gas prices when 91% of humans don't own a car to put some in? How can I watch home and garden television shows and long for a crew to renovate my house when I'm blessed to have a roof over my head? So many aren't. Botox living sucks the joy from our lives. It always looks in the mirror, never satisfied. Ephesians 5:20 shows us what to do about it. Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm thankful for 1,000 things. I am thankful that my dog thinks I'm wonderful. I'm thankful I don't bear any resemblance to portraits my kids drew of me years ago. I'm thankful we have small children in our lives again, even if I am stepping on Lego blocks, tripping on skateboards, and landing in stuff I'd rather not talk about. I'm thankful my wife pretends to be interested in whatever sport I'm watching or playing. Each Thanksgiving and Christmas, I am thankful I'm not a turkey. More than anything, I'm thankful for Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. And, of course, I'm thankful my car doesn't run on Vicks NyQuil or printer ink. How about you? Remember, a gallon of gratitude will take you a long, long way.
Laugh Again relies on the financial support of people like you who listen and are impacted by the program. If Laugh Again has touched your life and you'd like to help us out in a financial way, consider making a special donation this month. To support Laugh Again today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.